Welcome to 3 weeks, one heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael. Ahavas Chinam, what it is and how to cultivate it. Rabbi Yisachar Frand shared the following story that poignantly demonstrates what Ahavas Chinam truly looks like. Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook was the chief rabbi of Israel in the early 1900s during the British Mandate. He was a Talmud Chacham and a recognized genius, but his hashkafos were not accepted by all residents of the old yeshuv. Once, Rav Cook was giving a public drasha, and someone in the audience, who staunchly opposed Rav Cook's viewpoints, started yelling at him, causing the Rav public embarrassment. Rav Cook finished his discourse without any direct response to the heckler. Later that year, as Pesach was approaching, Rav Cook gave his gabbai, his secretary, a list of poor people who should receive ma'os chitim, financial help for the upcoming yontif. To the gabbai's shock, on the list was the very man who had publicly embarrassed the Rav. The gabbai refused to deliver money to this man after his disgraceful act. Rav Cook responded, "If you do not deliver the money to him, then I will." Rav Cook explained that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed due to sinas chinam, unjustified hate. Therefore, the antidote to end our current galus and be worthy of the third and final Beis HaMikdash is Ahavas Chinam, unjustified love. But what is Ahavas Chinam? It can't be love for no reason, because there's always a reason to love a fellow Jew. The reason being that we have an explicit Torah obligation, the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. Ahavas Chinam, Rav Cook explained, is when a person hurts, embarrasses, or insults you, thereby creating a justification for you to dislike them, and you love him or her anyway. That is Ahavas Chinam. My friends, for close to 3 weeks now, we have explored ways to deepen our practice of Ahavas Yisrael. Today, as we draw closer to Tisha B'Av, I want to encourage you to try the following exercise to strengthen your ability to love in an unjustified manner. This exercise will work best when you can give it your full attention. I'll go through it now quickly due to time constraints, but I urge you to carve out time and space to fully practice the exercise in order to experience its transformative power. Okay, here we go. Step one, identify a challenging relationship. Choose one Jew in your life with whom you struggle to love or even to like. Picture this person in your mind. Step two, see this person as a son or daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which they are. Remember, Hashem created this person and Hashem does not make mistakes. Identify one positive quality in this person. Everyone has at least one. Step three, reflect on the Torah's directive to dan es kol ha'adam l'kaf schos, to judge people favorably. Consider the challenges and life experiences that may have shaped this person's behavior and personality. Acknowledge that you likely do not have all the facts about their life. Do you know everything about their childhood? Everything about their home life? Are you 100% sure you know the status of their physical or mental health? Recognize that your knowledge is limited. Step four, say this person's name out loud and affirm that they are a Tzelem Elokim, created in the image of God, and a Chelek Eloka Mimal, a piece of the divine. So for example, if you are thinking of someone, let's say Jenny, for example, say, just in a voice loud enough for yourself to hear, "I recognize that Jenny is created B'Tzelem Elokim. Jenny is a Chelek Eloka Mimal." Articulating these truths out loud is exponentially more powerful than just thinking them. And step five, visualize Klal Yisrael as a unified entity, with this person occupying just as much space as you do in that entity. Your place amongst the Jewish people is not more valuable than theirs. You are both integral parts of Klal Yisrael, connected and interdependent on each other. By engaging in these steps, you will likely soften your heart towards the other person and create space for feelings, or at least the beginning small sparks of love, of Ava. Repeat this exercise regularly to enhance your capacity for Avas Chinam. 3 weeks, one heart, is dedicated by Chana Sara, Le'iloi Nishmas, her mother, Minet Shimmel, Mendel Bas Moshe Yosef, and Shane Dildina, who imbued her family with the love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.